So, you know, especially with this Bernie ascendancy, the fact that he's getting to run for president 4 years later, looks like it's going to happen, is it's kind of proof of the demographic shift in this country. Proof that white males will no longer make up, 25%, and thus a controlling stake in this country. You know, paired with the majority of white women who generally sided with them. They used to be over 50% of the population, and that has changed, and it's almost completely changed. It's changed population-wise, not voting population yet, but by the time my oldest son is old enough to vote, it will have flipped. And there will no longer be a simple majority in this country. And I think the Republicans, in their fear, because the Republicans have been paying attention to this, they've been screaming about this forever, low birth rates for whites, high birth rates for minorities. You notice they aren't anti-abortion if it's black or brown. They only became anti-abortion when it turns out that white women were starting to do it, They'll sterilize black and brown women, but they won't let a white woman kill a single baby, that kind of mentality. So that kind of, they knew, and you can see the studies. I'm not the only one that's seen the studies showing the demographic change. But and I've explained this before, that this is why this vitriol has gotten so crazy, especially once Barack Obama became president, because that's when it became obvious, what the white nationalists, they'll replace us, they're going to replace us attitude people have been screaming forever. The average citizen saw it happen, saw a black president. And that's when people started whispering in their ears that, see, they're going to replace us. See, they're replacing us. Do you like that? Blah, 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 blah. What happens if, blah, 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 blah. Just, the murmuring and the fear-mongering has jacked up during Obama and is, and it's what led to, us getting the Trumpster, okay? That make America great again, let's make it white again, blah, blah, blah. And these are all things that can't happen. Short of a race war, they can't happen. The numbers, it's already too late. The future voters are already higher percentage Hispanic or Native American or some other minority, or black, or Asian, or some other, or some mix thereof, that the game is already lost. This is their last gasp. This is, dare I say it, as I've said before, and was working on a book idea for, damn it, it was supposed to be fiction, the last white president. We may have more presidents in the future that are Caucasian-looking, but I don't think there will be a single president in the future that doesn't claim to be a mixture of one sort or another. He may look white, but he'll be a quarter Native American or a quarter Asian, or he'll be, as Bernie coming, if Bernie makes president, his asterisk to his whiteness will be he's Jewish. And that will be his asterisk. Though, in other words, what I'm saying is there will not be another white president without that asterisk. Without that, minority or other than Caucasian quotient to his DNA. DNA testing, if for no other reason, is going to cause that to happen. Look, I've got slave blood back from my 8th great grandma or 6th great grandma or what have you. And so that blonde haired, blue eyed guy will be claiming to part African, he'll be part African American. And we'll be all, and won't be lying. So all I'm saying is, the last white for white's sake president indeed may be Donald Trump. In fact, I think Donald Trump was kind of a Faustian bargain for the Republican Party, because he has done exactly what everybody feared would happen. And he's going to, in other words, Donald Trump may have ruined the presidency for white people for a long time. A very long time. because the swing back, as there always is, peaks beget valleys beget peaks. And the swing back is going to be harder even than this one, or the swing forward, I should say. Actually, I think that's a better way of putting it. Because the Obama presidency was a move forward, not, you know, it was plodding and frustrating and largely fought moving forward, but there was progress. And this is the backlash, the Trump backlash, 4 years of Trump backlash. And maybe if they'd elected a different Republican, they might have got 8 years for their last white president. But I really do think that it doesn't matter who the Democrats put up against him, that Trump is going to lose. I think if for no other reason than moderates are going to be like, God, nothing got done in the last 4 years, and I don't want another 4 years of nothing being done, and that's all it's going to be if divisive Trump is president again. So, not only is nobody fighting for American people's rights right now, it's all about investigations and crime. That's all they're dealing with is high crimes and investigations instead of rights and insurance and health care and incarceration and all the other things we're worried about, it in the infrastructure and, you know, investment and jobs and unions. None of that's all being dealt with. We're just investigating the liar in chief. So I really think this Faustian bargain, yeah, they really wanted to win because I honestly mean they didn't have a choice. None of the other Republican candidates would have beaten Hillary Clinton. And so we would have had our first female president, albeit white. But, let's fix it. Maybe it's not the last white president. The last white male president. But again, I think even any white women in the future that might run for president and win, I think even they are going to have that asterisk that they're part, you know, they've got a Chinese ancestor or an African-American ancestor or a Southeast Asian or a gypsy ancestor or any number of things. But I, you know, no matter who they are, I think, I can just see Ancestry or Family Tree DNA giving out a free DNA test to every president in the future, just so we can see how diverse we are, you know, so. But I think had they not elected Trump, had Hillary been elected, there might have been a chance for a white male of either Republican or Democratic stripe to win the presidency one more time, but maybe twice. That was my thinking. You know, we've got maybe two more all-white presidents, and then from then on, it's going to be mulatto, mestizo, some sort of mixture forever. Or outright minority, you know, child of immigrant parents kind of thing. But yeah, I think the Faustian bargain they took not only caused this presidency to be the last Republican presidency for a while, but it's the last white male presidency too. The Republicans selfishly decided they were going to end the white man's end the white man's run at the top with a bang. I mean, the run was broken last, you know, obviously by President Obama. But they got it back once and they blew it up all over themselves. So, yeah. I think, Bernie will be that first asterisk president, although maybe way, way in the future they may go back and give an asterisk even to Barack Obama, given that, you know, his mother was white, mostly. So, yeah. You know, Barack Obama will right now is considered the first black president. But we get far enough into the future, and he'll be the first mulatto president, or mestizo, or mixed, or, you know, half black and half white. Maybe they'll just simply put it that way. I don't know how the lexicon of the future may be. But something tells me that there will be studies and things figured out about, you know, everybody's nationality, and that they will break that down, and it'll be important. Or maybe it won't. Maybe, you know, you just have to look at the picture and decide. I don't know. Something tells me, as greedy as we are about information in this country now, it won't get any better. We're going to get worse about it. We're going to want to know everything. If the data's there, we're going to want it. But yeah, that's my prediction. It's actually my prediction moved up. It had been my prediction before, but I thought maybe you might, you know, white folk might win a couple more before. I pretty much figure by the time all three of my kids are old enough to vote, so 16 years from now or so, that they wouldn't have any more white presidents by then. But now I think it's going to be this year. I think 2020 will mark the end for white male presidents, at least for a little while. So, Republicans, congratulations. You took the inevitable and made it come sooner. Last white male president.